Okay,
this conference will.
So I'm going to, we've gone through our introduction things and all the updates in Manatech, and I was in the process of introducing you guys. So why don't we go with the flow? We got Mr. Al Bauer, and you guys know Al, and Bo, I believe, I don't know that we've met, but I know that you're presidential over what country are you in?
In Sweden.
Sweden. Oh, great. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Swedish connection. Okay, great. All right. Well, Al, I'll let you guys take over and run with it, and then I'll just interject when I need to, okay?
All right, Mary Jo. Well, thank you. I did catch some part of your statements earlier as to why the discussion today might be around this concept of team phoning. And you nailed it pretty much. I think team phoning is not a new concept. It's something that's been around, as far as I remember, about 28 years for me, because I can still remember 28 years ago being in my living room on Sundays with a team of people and sitting around a phone. At that time, I don't think we even had speaker phones, but we used to sit around a phone and just pass the phone around, and people would just be making their phone calls, and we'd be able to actually hear what they're saying. And in some cases, we could hear.
Did we lose Al? I think we lost Al. We're going to try to reconnect with them. Hang on, group. Al's on a international. I think he dropped Bo too. He's on an international call, people. So we just pray that we get good connections with that to get Bo. And he's on his way back in right now. So hang on, be patient with this. It's our first time we're trying to get an international connection at the same time. Alison. It sounds like you're back on, Al.
I believe we are back.
Yay!
We are back.
Welcome back. Okay.
I certainly hope this is not going to be an issue for today, and that was just a fluke. I'm calling from my cell, and I got Bo on his cell in Sweden, so... let's hope that all this is going to be perfect. Okay, so anyways, I don't know how far I had gone into this, but I'm not going to take too much time. I think what I like to do, as I was explaining earlier, this is not a new concept. It's been around for a long time. But what's really critical about this concept is that it allows you as the coach, as the leader of your team, to really have a very good feeling for where your team is going. And it gives you the ability to assist them in an area that is probably the most difficult for most people, which is just making phone calls and booking appointments. Because at the end of the day, there is no way that our business grows unless we're putting this thing in front of people, whether we're making a product presentation, whether we're making a business presentation, any presentation for the matter of fact, if we're not in a process, in the very active, proactive process of being in front of people on a very regular basis, 3 to 5 times a week, our business is not growing. Now, I just thought that with the idea of really this 100 days of summer, as we're closing on to the summer and most people are back from vacation and school is getting started and we're getting ready to really get into a new level of activity, especially leading into ManaQuest and then leading into phase two of Mexico, I just thought that this would be a very interesting concept for people to understand and go ahead and apply and start practicing this process until we get pretty good. By the time we hit September, we will be on our full stride to really go into the rest of the year and making this really the foundation of the most unbelievable 2011 that we can possibly have. So Bo Alex and his team in South Africa, I mean in Norway and Sweden, I remember talking to Bo about a couple of months ago, and Bo was actually pretty frustrated, if we could say that, because he knew that his team was just not getting enough appointments, not enough presentations, and the business had grown really fast. He went presidential in about 10 months or less. He broke a presidential within a year and a half, so he was a bronze presidential, but somehow the business was getting a little stagnant, and he wanted to do something that would really rebuild the momentum in his group, and that's when they decided to take on this concept of the team phoning. So 2 months ago, we started talking about it, and then South Africa also heard about it. They got on it. And boy, people started to make more calls, more appointments than they had done in a long time. I was just talking to Louis last week, and teams that were doing maybe 10 appointments a week were now doing 25 to 50 appointments a week. So it just absolutely started to rekindle excitement. It created momentum. And some of these guys are looking really forward to some incredible months ahead of them. And I know Bo has grown the last month, last 2 to 3 months, he's grown steadily, not by huge leaps, but at least 3 to 4% every month. And I think he would say team phoning is the catalyst that has helped him stay, keep the momentum going. And I think the momentum is building even faster right now. So Bo, I'm going to kind of give it to you. I know that, you know, you understand the concept. Just kind of go through the concept, and then we can go through the mechanism of the concept, and then talk about some of the results that you've seen happen on your team there in Sweden, in Norway, and also I think in England, where you also have businesses. So this is Bo Alex. Bo used to be a very large leader in another company, had achieved some of the highest levels there. Got involved with Manatech about 2 years ago and understood really the power of our products, but also understand really he's one of the key business builders in Europe, not just in Europe, Manatech Europe, but in Europe in general. He gets calls on a regular basis from any company who wants to start in Europe. They look for him because he's got that kind of leadership skill. He's got that kind of following. So it's a great pleasure and a privilege and an honor to have you on a call, and I hope that everybody would benefit from what you're going to talk about today. So, Bo, let me just pass it on to you.
Well, thank you, Al. It's a privilege and an honor to be here also, and I hope you bear with me. Normally I do speak Swedish, but I'm going to do my best to communicate in my school English here. What we experienced very early, actually it's 2 days ago, and I celebrated my 2 years in Manatech. That was August 14th in 2008, where we decided to change destination for our life. And yes, it was from the product point of view. But I want to say that what we learned and what we've seen is to be able to grow the business, we need to systematize it, which means it's going to be very duplicatable and very predictable what we do, because we don't want to play Russian roulette with our financial future and with the families here. So just like Al said, I mean, we have had steady growth, good growth, but we also know that we were coming close to summer, and summer in Sweden is where you lose most people. They freak out because it's summer, and it's no snow, the sun is shining, it's not dark 24 hours a day. and people just want to be relaxed and not do nothing. So that's when we're starting to implement the phone calling concept. We call it phone team calling. And what I've seen, and Al, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but when people start to work in the business like ours, they want to know what to do to succeed. And they expect us to tell them what to do because they want guidance and they want a mentorship. A very good way of seeing your team on a regular basis is the phone teams. And we found out, maybe it's different in America, Sunday evenings between 6 and 8 is a perfect time to make phone calls because most people are home preparing for the coming week. So by gathering the group together, we also noticed that people that said that they were trying to contact people now finally were sitting in front of us. And we saw their name list, and I see the basics that you have here to really make a long list of names. And at the phone team, it's crucial to have a list of names. And we also go through with a memory jogger to make sure that they really have a huge list of names, so we have a good raw material to start working from. And as Al said, I mean, really to make this call, when you call your friends normally, it's easy, but now it's really getting serious because this is about your future. And I think that's when they said that we have the 1,000-pound telephone. It's really tough to make a call because now it's very important. But when we work with a list, what we manage to do is we're trying to identify the hot bottom. I mean, what is the motivational factor for every single individual that we have on the list? Why are they on the list and why are they so special? And by doing that, we're trying to identify the need or a problem that they have that needs to be solved so that when we do make the call, after we have a small variety of scripts that we use, because we also found out that a new person often tries to explain absolutely everything on the phone call, and by that, trying to convince the person that they're calling that they should really come and see. Well, I haven't seen anybody so far being sponsoring over the phone without seeing the products or seeing the circles in the plan. So when we get them together, when they meet on the Sunday, everybody comes in. We always say that if you ship in a couple of dollars each in a little pot, we're going to have a competition, and everybody wants to be a winner. And if we're 10 people on a phone team, everybody dropped $3 or whatever in the pot, there is a price of $30. Somebody will go home as a winner, and the winner will be the one who makes the most calls. Whatever people say, but it's crucial that it's only people that have made calls where people have actually picked up the phone. So that's how we begin. And now everybody's excited. Some are shy. Some are very, you know, they're red in their face. They don't want to do it. And by doing We Be There, we can help them make the first call. And we can help them and we can show them by example that it's not scary, it's not dangerous, but this is a process that we need to go through. When we're starting to do phone teams that was in June, I saw people that when we put four people together at the same place, some of them made 50, 60 calls and suddenly got 20, 25 appointments booked for the next week. What we also found out is it's important to do a follow-up sheet on everybody's participating in the phone team so that we know what's happening with the people who said, yes, I'm going to come. So we started at one place. People heard about the success. We launched it in the second place. Very fast, we had five phone teams going on, which is like, for our organization, well, that was good. We put a little competition together between the phone teams, and we said the phone team that makes above 100 calls where people pick up the phone, I will come the next phone team and do a little barbecue for them. So now we have a good competition between the teams and who's going to eat my barbecue. But what we found that instead of four people maybe doing 2-3 contacts each, which is less than 10 during a week, now we had 60, 70, 80 calls where 40, 50 appointments came in. And we saw the numbers of presentation increase dramatically. And as a result of that, volume grows and more excitement. And by doing this, I managed to keep my calendar totally fully booked the entire month of July, when the business normally should have been totally paralyzed. So, Al, I pass it back to you, and if there's anything else you feel that I should go into, and just let me know.
Yeah, I think what you've talked about and touched upon, and I think Mary Jo, you can jump in here as well. The first concept people need to understand is that our role as a leader is to be to provide and protect. So in this case, you're providing an environment where people can find a safe way to be able to get on the phone and feel supported by the rest of the team. But also what we're doing is we're protecting them in some ways, because this is the way we can do easily. We can do the three-way calls while we're there physically. Now, I have to say, a lot of the people on this call, probably your team is not local. So you might say, well, how do I do this when my team is not local? Well, today we have, technology is just beautiful. I mean, we have the ability to pull our whole team together in a conference call. And basically what we could do is have people just on the other side three-way a person in, so that the rest of the team actually can actually hear what's going on with the call. Stay muted if you have to, but it gives you a chance to have that interaction happen, and only you and your upline have a chance to talk to this person, and you can assist your new person wherever they are in making the call. The main thing is that there's a sense of accountability. We're meeting once a week. You're bringing your list. You bring your calendar. The goal is to book as many meetings as we can, as many presentations, one-on-ones, webinars, home meetings, or whichever way we do it as a team, and have a sense of little competition going on within the team. And then eventually, these teams will start breaking up into multiple teams, so that now each of the leaders are running this particular process with their own people. So that's the concept in general. Mary Jo, do you want to jump in here if there's any areas of clarification? And then we're going to go into the mechanisms of this as well.
Yeah, I think you guys are doing a great job. I think the concept is unbelievable. I think the concept of if my team is in many different places, I would suggest the goal be that you get your team on conference calls, start doing it that way, but each local team then develops their own phone team in their locale. Because most people that you get started, the reason we're not local today, Al, is because we have older teams, okay? We've been doing this business for 5 or 10 years, so we have contacts in Arizona. But the average person that jumps into network marketing, the first group of people when they make their contact list, 90% of them are going to be from their local environment. They're their next-door neighbors, their dentists, their, doctors, their lawyers, their church members. I mean, that's what you have. So the idea here is to get this thing started, and then as your people break, they'll break away from your conference call to have their own local phone teams that they can have in their own houses, because that's how they're going to grow their business, And then I can see this thing just mushroom like crazy once you get it started. But you got to get it started. You've got to develop it. You've got to set the format for it. You've got to teach and train people what it looks like. And that's the importance. I think the mechanics of it are critical, because a lot of people go into, well, what do I do next? Well, what's the first step? Or, and I think, Al, if you want to jump into that, I can talk about it too, because I listened to Bo's conference call, and I get it that all we're doing is taking the four basics that Al's been teaching and preaching for the last 2 years in this business. You start with, what's the first thing we start with as a basic is making a contact list. And the critical nature, you heard Bo talk about it, you got to get a lot of names. I want 200-300 names minimum on that contact list. We got to keep the mindset of what is it that we're really doing. We are here to meet other people's needs. It's not about just getting a list of names. It's about, why did you put that person on that list? Why is their name there? What do you know about them? Their kids are about to go to college and he doesn't have enough money, or this is whatever it is, or this guy's got a huge heart, he loves mission work, or she, her, her, his wife works in this foundation, and they'd love to be able to help support that. I mean, you're going to have knowledge of something about them, perhaps, that allows you to understand where their need is. So you write that down. You want a little note on, you know, here's their name, telephone number, here's their contact, and what do you see as their need, their perceived need? So that, because we can't forget that that's what motivates people. It's not our desire for them to be partners with us. It's what's the desire on their heart. And if we don't find that out, you know, then you're going to be out there fishing in a lake with no fish. You know, there's not a lot of success there. So you want to make sure that you talk to them about the basic motivational factors that people have, whether it's health or finances or time or living a life of significance, whatever that category is important. But that contact list becomes absolutely crucial. And the second thing that you've got to bring to every one of these phone team meetings is your schedule. Because I know if I get on a phone call and I start calling, you know, 50 people in one night or 35 people in one night, if I'm booking, my whole goal is to book a meeting with them. You know, whether it's taking them to the Tuesday night meeting or it's booking a meeting to just stop by on a lunch break or, you know, coffee break or whatever it is. I just want 15 minutes of their time, something very concise. You're not going to ask them for a whole afternoon, or you're going to make this very so that they don't say no just because they don't have time. So keep it real concise. Your phone call first should last 3 to 5 minutes. Your meeting that you want to have with them should be a 15-minute meeting max. So book what, but you got to know what your schedule is for the week, because the last thing you want to do is sit there Sunday night booking 20 meetings for the next upcoming week, and you get home and you forgot that you have to pick your kids up from daycare, or they're going off to summer camp, or, you know, your mom's coming in on Wednesday for, you know, XYZ, or that's your bridge night out or something. I mean, you guys got to be really focused on what is your availability. So have your schedule in front of you as well, so that as you lock in these appointments, you're just filling up your calendar and taking into account what your pre-existing commitments are for that week as well. So, you know, neat way to just get this thing, this whole process in action for everybody to, you know, just get the contacting done, get the commitments out there. I love the idea, Al, of being able to help a brand new person who doesn't even know what language to use. Number one, you use scripts, but number two, when you do the phone teams, there is no fear, because you look at your upline and you just go, hey, would you do this call for me? Here's this guy. I just need to hear you do a call. This is somebody. It might be somebody who's on a chicken list. You might go, hey, this guy's a friend of mine, but he's a doctor, and I feel really uncomfortable. I think I'm going to screw it up. Or, you know, so you're there right then, and you go, great, give me his name, and why did you want him a part of it? And then they can hear you call. And, you know, you call, you introduce yourself, and you just go into the whole rigmarole. Well, you know, you don't know who I am, but we have a great mutual friend, and his name is so-and-so. And the reason he wanted me to call you today is because he knows that you're looking for, you know, some great, you know, future for, you want to build a legacy for your kids and or something, you know, whatever it is that they have on their list. And that's what I'm here to talk to you about. We have this incredible global business that's so dynamic, and it presents an incredible opportunity for those who want to take another step. And he thought that you'd be perfect for that because he said you love to do things in a big way. So I'd love to meet with you for lunch as you have some time, you know, boom, boom, boom. I mean, it's just great to have that as part of the process that you go through, that there's somebody there who feels, you know, totally confident calling anyone that can help absorb the tough calls or help a brand new person listen to some calls and listen to the confidence and get caught up in the whole momentum of the group, so that then they feel more confident themselves to make those calls, move forward.
Absolutely. I think you've kind of covered a lot of the grounds here as to why this makes a lot of sense, especially for those of you on the call who really want to start creating new momentum into your business right now. And that momentum can only come from being more intentional about your business. Instead of building it occasionally, you're going to build it intentionally. And the intentional part of it is the fact that once a week, you're getting together with an express purpose of booking presentations, not only for you, but also for your whole team. Now, also what it does, it helps you to understand where your team is struggling. Because for me, again, if you go back to the four basics, which is very simple, you got to look at where in that pipeline are you getting stuck. Some people are stuck right in the very beginning of the pipeline, which is the list. But if they show up on a call, it's easy to determine, do they have a list or they don't have a list? All right? And then once we have passed that barrier, then the next thing is, okay, can they make a call or are they not comfortable making a call? And you're there to catch them and help them be able to make the call. So now you have eliminated that barrier. And then the next barrier becomes, the next potential barrier is, can they make presentation? Are they comfortable making presentation? Do they understand the different forms of presentation they can do? Webinar, one-on-one, home meeting, public venue meetings, which is inviting somebody to come to an open opportunity meeting that's going on in the area. So any of those things, okay, would be different ways of presentation. So once we clear that barrier, then the last barrier is, do they know how to close? Do they know how to get somebody started? There's only, people are stuck in one of these places or sometimes in many of these places, but the only way you're going to know how to help them get unstuck is by bringing them together. Again, it's an intentional process versus just an occasional process where if somebody shows up in front of me and they say, I have, bunkers of the cranium or whatever, or and then all of a sudden, oh, I think I'm going to talk to you about this. Or they really make an overt statement that leads you to think, well, this might be a person I want to talk to about Manatech. Well, that's one way to do it, but that's a slow way to China. So what we have to do is really turn it more intentional. And as a leader, the way that I create that intention is by I set up a day, a week, where this is all we do. And then I also know who's on the team. Who do I play with? Who are the ones who are really serious? Not those who say they're serious, but those who are really serious, because those who are serious, they show up. They show up on our conference call. They show up at my house. They bring a list. They bring a calendar. They're ready to go. And even if they're not ready to go because they don't have the skills, but they're putting me in a position where I can help them to get the skill. So now, Bo, let's talk mechanisms. Let's talk like, it's Sunday night at Bo's house, and we're about to start this process of doing phone calls. What do you do? How do you set up your house? What's going on in the house? What are you doing to make sure that this is going to be a very productive hour to an hour and a half with your folks?
Well, the way we do it here, I make sure that my cat is not in the house because we don't want competitors in the house. I make sure my kids is not here. I mean, if you got babies, make sure there's a babysitter, and I make sure that the kids is not in here in where we're going to do business, because this is a business environment. From 6 o'clock, this is a business environment. This is not a playground. So we have some just... simple refreshments, water, and coffee ready for them. And I bring the people that know how to make the calls. I let them start do the calls. And now we're living in a mobile area because everybody in Scandinavia has at least 2 mobile phones. So everybody's calling at the same time. So I let the new people show the old people when they starting to make the calls. And we're standing, 6 o'clock sharp, that's when it's begin, and I tell them at 8 o'clock sharp, we're going to add up the numbers and see where we landed. I also teach them that we work the business from Sunday to Sunday, so everything we do today on a Sunday needs to be done and finished by Sunday, next Sunday. And that is also a way of keeping the pace in your organization to make sure that the meetings are booked, that the follow-ups are done within 48 hours, and hopefully the new person can be participating in the next following phone team. So the new people, they watch the old people making calls, and I said, okay, anybody ready? Anybody ready to make your first call? And if they're like, oh, I'm not sure about it, they say, okay, can I help you? So I let them call their friend, and they say, hi, this is so-and-so. I'm sitting here together with Bo. He's my senior business partner. I always call myself senior, not just because I'm 50, because it sounds more professional. And I want to pass the phone over to Bo. Boom. Then I take the phone and I say, hi there, good to see you. You don't know me, but, I'm a very good friend and a business partner with Joe. And Then I just do the script, and I'm reading it word by word. I don't add anything. I don't change anything because I want them to see I do the same thing I expect them to do. I don't use any fancy style. I'm reading word by word of the script just to keep it simple and duplicatable. And after they then see me doing maybe one call for each of the new people that is there, they do the next. And then just keeping on, we always have a whiteboard in my living room where we write down the names of everybody that's there. So everybody after a call, they walk over and they mark one call, two calls, three calls. So at 7:45, we add the statistics together. And you see on the new people, when they after 1 hour are slowing down because they are like, well, I made four calls, I booked three appointments, so I think it's enough. And I ask them if they want to go slow track or fast track. And if they say fast track, I said, this is my calendar, I can be with you again. I make them more calls, because if you got a yes, guess what you're going to get the next? You're going to get yeses. So as soon as they're in the stream of getting yeses, that's where I really encourage them to make more phone calls and book more appointments. And we double book because we know we're going to have cancellations. So I encourage them to double book or make sure we can get more than two and three people together in one meeting. We always have the calendar where we do the home meetings in the area so everybody knows where they can bring people during the week, or if they have to go out and do a one-on-one and who can, in that case, go with them. 15 minutes before 8, everybody stop calling. We add up the numbers, how many calls been made, how many appointments been booked, how many people said, not this week, but please call me back, so we know for sure that just because people said no this week doesn't mean that you should forget them for the rest of your life. It was just like life was in the way for us this week. Let's make sure we call them maybe in 2 weeks and 3 weeks, and we write on the list when we are supposed to call them back, because we know that people are not sitting at home waiting for us to call and offer them good health and good wealth. They have whatever life they have in its way. So 8:00 sharp, everything is done. We have the winner. We bring the money with them home, and everybody likes to be a winner, even if it's just $20. And 8:00 sharp, my door is open, and everybody knows, now they walk out. They can go out and do a presentation. They can do whatever after 8. But I also wanted to teach them that we're not using time in an unprofessional manner. This is not like a party where we just sit down and drink coffee and talk a lot. We make calls between 6 and 8, and they can see we're using the time very productive. And that's also a message for when they start to duplicate these meetings, because some have kids that need to go to school the day after, they need to go to bed. Everybody should know that having a phone team is 2 hours, 6 to 8. After that, I can put the kids to bed or help them with homeschool or whatever. So that's what we do.
Now, Bo, I think you have a system where we call it hits, miss, and flush. You want to explain hits, miss, and flush? I know on your whiteboard you track the calls by hit. And what's a hit?
A hit? Well, if we call it a hit, it's where somebody has booked a meeting.
Okay, so if you got somebody on the phone and you booked a meeting, that's a hit. Now, what's the miss?
I don't hear what you say.
I say, what is a miss?
A miss is where nobody picks up the phone, or we actually count every single call they are doing, but the call is not going through. But the miss is when somebody said, I won't.
Okay. Now, let me explain the flush, because this might be an interesting dynamic, okay?
Yeah.
So a lot of you have had times where you've called somebody and they ended up being pretty aggressive and they acted really not very nice on a phone. So what we used to do is we turned it into something a little fun. Some of you might not think it's fun, but let me share with you anyways, because for some of you it might be helpful. It really helps to de-stress the group. But we used to have a roll of toilet paper in the middle of the table, and when somebody was really nasty on the phone with somebody, we would write their names down on a little piece of toilet paper, and then at the end of the night, we would all file into the bathroom and have a flushing ceremony. So that was kind of part of the night, something fun that we did right before we ate pizza, because you know what? At the end of the day, people need to understand that that experience is not something you have to carry with you outside that night. You don't want to go home thinking, oh my goodness, I had this person really act nasty. Do I really want to keep calling people because this is what's going to happen? No. We flush it right then and there. So that way it's no longer an issue. It's off of you. And you know what? We make it into something fun because no is an important thing for these new people to learn how to understand, how to frame. Yes is the destination. Who knows what you have to go through. You're looking for the four aces, but sometimes you might have to go through the jokers before you get to the aces. So we explain that to the new people, and we reframe the concept of no, the concept of what people would consider failure, the thing that somebody absolutely is petrified about, which is, is someone on the phone going to be really offended that I called them to share with them something, a blessing about their health and their wealth? Well, you know, we cannot, there's going to be jerks. We call them jokers to be nice. But you know what? They're out there, and you know what? They're dream stealers, and that's what they do. They don't have no other purpose in life but to steal everybody else's dream around them. They want everybody to be in a basket with the rest of the crowd. And what we want to make sure that a new person never gets caught up in the emotion of the no. So that's why that flushing ceremony seemed to help to really get that out of the way so that people can continue on with their lives, with their businesses, with hope, because you know what? They realize that's just one little bump on the road, but it's an essential bump because you got to go through some of these to get to the people you really want to get to. So that's the whole idea of the flush and the flushing ceremony. Anything else you want to add to that, Bo?
Now, more than that, we're really excited about the flush ceremony because we create excitement also in the end of the meeting, and everybody's leaving the meeting with a laugh, and everybody's in the good mood, and, you know, that's what they need to leave the meeting with a good feeling. And that's why I know some people don't like the flush ceremony, but I haven't met anybody in our organization so far. But it's a good way of creating a good feeling. Everybody leaves with a smile on their face, and we have fun together.
Right.
And it's important to have fun into the fundamentals.
That's right. Fun in the fundamentals.
Yeah.
All right. Bo, let me pass it on to Mary Jo. Mary Jo, let's make sure we've kind of covered most of the things that we needed to cover for today. Anything else that we may have missed, if you want to kind of jump in there and fix it for us? Hello, Mary Jo?
All right. Oh, I was on mute. Sorry, Al. My cat walked in the room and started meowing, so I put myself on mute. So. Anyway. Yeah, let's get back on track. No, I think you guys did a great job. You covered a lot of the intriguing information. And as I just want to highlight some things. As I was listening to you, I kept trying to put it in perspective of how we grow this business. Why Phone Team isn't an isolated mechanism. Phone Team, to me, is a mechanism of teaching your people everything from A to Z. In other words, you know, we get new people on board with us, and if I asked all of you on the call today, how many times have you brought new people on that were really excited and really were going to build a business, and somehow they just never panned out for you? And all of us could probably, you know, fill a page up with names that qualified. And we don't know why they never made it work, because sometimes we say, well, I tried to help them, I call them up, I do this. But, you know, we kind of didn't have a structure to fit them in. We didn't have, this is the roadmap to success. This is how you're going to get trained, and you can get trained as often as you want until you're ready to do it yourself, and this is how we do it. the phone team to me is just the first step in that training process. In other words, by setting this structure up, you can start a brand new person and say, listen, this is how we do the business. We all get together on Sunday night between 6 and 8 o'clock. This is what we do. We make tons of phone calls. If you're uncomfortable making them, somebody will be there with your upline that will help support you make them and get you started. And you can watch people, what they say. Here's some scripts we use. You know, da, da, da. Then we set up meetings. We have meetings we schedule together, and this is what meeting. You don't have to do the presentation. You can watch other people do presentations until you feel confident that you can do the presentations. And then as you get to a point where you feel like, well, I have this guy on the hang and I don't know how to close him, then you bring in one of us and we help close them for you. So it's all a process of we're with you through all the four basics. And it's to me, it's a training system on how to get all four basics trained so you have a totally capable, confident, competent Manatech associate. And I think that's what this stands for. It's not just about, you know, contact and invite. It's about the whole process. And I think sometimes when we look at things like this, we might think, well, that's kind of a gimmick to get somebody started. I think it's a training program and plan to get people from A to Z. So you don't have to lose them in the cracks because you're trying to do it your way, or you think that maybe if they listen to enough tapes on how to do network marketing, that'll help them get there. Doesn't happen. People learn by being physically present and physically actively involved in each step of the process, and this is a perfect mechanism to allow that to happen.
Absolutely. You are, you know, straight on. I mean, that's what this is all about, and also what it is, it puts you very much in the center of your organization. I mean, you become the leader. You're the one that's providing and protecting these new people that are coming on and giving them the guidance, giving them the mentorship, giving them the roadmap to how to get there. But you're not just telling them, you're doing it with them. This is a whole difference in, you know, what we call the dynamic partnership concept, where when I bring you on, I owe you 3 to 5 meetings. I need to spend an hour or two making sure you make your list. I want to make sure you've never called someone until we've done it together first, so you don't get blown away. To your point, Mary Jo, a lot of times people disappear through the crack. I mean, I have a standing joke that says there is a spaceship out there that comes in and just sucks them right up into the ether, and they disappear. They move. They go to another country, another dimension. But that's because what we haven't realized is that maybe they went out there, maybe they tried, but you know what? They got hit with reality of life. You know, they came across the dream stealers, and boy, that was more than they could stomach. But most people will not tell you that. They will not tell you, I tried and failed. You know what? So I'm quitting. I'm not going to do it. They slowly fade away because you got to understand. Human beings, we're going to be always attracted. We move towards pleasure. We move away from pain. We move to pleasure, move away from pain. So anytime we are in a painful environment, guess what? We're going to run away from it.
Yep.
We're not going to tell anybody that's what we're doing, but you know what? If it doesn't feel right, we're out of there really fast. And we sit here, we're thinking, oh my goodness, yesterday they were so excited. What happened? Well, what happened is you left them onto their own device. You threw them into the deep end of the pool and hoped they could swim. And you know what? They couldn't swim. They couldn't take it. This is the nature of this business. You know, it's not an easy business. That's why the promises of what it could give you are so huge, because it's for those who will have the tenacity, the resilience, the consistency and persistency, which is everybody on this call.
Right.
This is why I love Mary Jo gives me the opportunity to be on this call, because I know I'm talking to people. You embody all of those incredible character, but yet it's the new people you're bringing on that you have to realize they're not where you're at. And as Mary Jo said, if you don't provide them this easy, simple, fun, a duplicatable system to do the business, you may not maximize the opportunity with Manatech. And so hopefully this was helpful to at least give people some ideas. What's going to happen, I think, Mary Jo, is as people think about this, More questions will come up. I'll be glad to answer those questions. I'll be glad in the next few weeks. If you need another guest of someone who's actually doing this, making it happen, people like J.P. Coster in South Africa or Vincent or some of those guys who, man, it has just changed their business totally because they're now booking 50 meetings a week instead of 10 meetings a week.
Right.
Because of this environment that they have created.
Yep. You know what? And Al, let me just highlight something. I know this is it's going to go contrary to yours and Bo's background and your direction that you've had in network marketing, but it's kind of my heart and my passion, as you know me. But I think that this, I think you can do this concept cross-line. I think you could take, if you could say, well, all my team's all over the country. Well, you know what, people? I think if you go into Sacramento, you could get four cross-line groups, and you could get a group together and start doing it, because the eventuality will be that you'll spread out and you'll start building your own teams. But because you haven't been doing a lot of this work, you're kind of stuck right now today. But to get you started and motivated, I think if you went out and you said, I don't care if you're in somebody else's dock, I don't care. We're all coming with our own phone list. We're all going to work together. We're going to all support each other. And you know what, people? We all are each other's business partners because we're all partnering in Manatech. We all have this mission at our heart. So to get you started, I think, you know, getting three people from different people's downlines and just grouping together, you know each other. You've been working on Manatech business in your area for a long time. Maybe that's the way you get it started. You get it kicked off, and then as you bring on your new people, then you can spin off and have your own team that's actually exclusively your downline. But don't walk away from this principle just because you can't see it for yourself in your community because you don't have leaders around you in your community in your own downline. I don't even want to hear about it. Right?
Yeah. Mary Jo, I will totally agree with you. Actually, I have changed my persuasion on the whole cross-line deal. I believe that at this point in time, in our history, in our time in Manatech, that we will take, you know, people coming together whichever way they come together. And again, as long as people are respectful of each other, and that's all that matters, and respectful of each other's upline, that's all that matters. But I think, wouldn't it be a dream if in every city in America there was a phone team operating where people could plug into, just like we would hope that there would be open opportunity meetings that are open to everybody, there would be phone teams that are open to everybody where people can actually join
it. That's my vision, Al. I just, you know, when I heard you guys talking, I had this huge vision in my head about this. My gosh, we should have phone teams in every community right now, starting this week, coming next Sunday night. We should have phone teams in Dallas, in Fort Worth, in San Antonio, in Houston, and it doesn't matter. It's like it's going to be at so-and-so's home. Just show up. You know, we'll take anybody. I'll announce it at my house next Sunday night just to kick it off here in Dallas. But, I mean, why not? I don't care if 20 people show up. I don't care if 19 of them aren't in my downline. The idea is let's do this together and have fun doing this together. And as it grows, then you can be splintering off and having your own phone teams at your own house with your own team members. But to get it started, I think, what a beautiful idea. Yeah.
Well, I love it.
Yep. Okay, people, great. Any questions? Do we have any? I guess we're towards the tail end. It's almost 11. Anyone have any questions for either Bo or Al before we leave? It's a quiet group today.
Mary Jo,
any questions?
Questions.
Go ahead.
On the last page of the outline, it said cnglobal.info. And I wasn't able, it just takes me to a GoDaddy site. And then also I wanted to know what the HAMBAM stands for.
Oh, good. Is Bo still on the call?
Yeah, I'm here.
You want to tell him what HAMBAM is? Because I got that off of your conference call. I mean, I know, but I'll let you. It's your...
Now, it's very simple because the entire purpose with making a call is not to explain anything or explore an interest. It's about booking a meeting. So from our objective, it's HAM is have a meeting, and my philosophy is you haven't had a meeting if you haven't booked another meeting. So HAM is have a meeting, BAM is book another meeting. You should always book a meeting from a meeting because this is a continuing follow-up from the day you make the first phone call until, well, I am not a platinum presidential yet, but I assume that's until it's going to go on, until you're platinum presidential, it's just going to be a continuing follow-up. So have a meeting and book a meeting.
Yeah, so have a meeting, book another meeting, yeah.
Yeah, and then, a meeting.
Yeah. And then what about your unglobal.info? I know that came off of your conference call. That's a password-protected site, is it, with...
Yeah, that's called UInc Global, and that's just an associate site, training site that Bo and some of these guys and Louis and Luciano. But I think what we'll do, Mary Jo, we'll work through you if you want to, you know, I'll get them to have you just take a look at it, and then you can see what other areas of what is being taught you want to bring on to the group. So
I have a feeling that as short as the phone calls are, some of the people on the call today would love to get copies of some of the scripts that they're using, and they're so short, I understand, but they nonetheless, people like to have something, you know, in writing in front of them. So if Bo and his group would share those with us, that would be terrific. Those are the kind of things I think people are looking for. Yeah.
We'll make sure we get you the scripts, and you can send them out to your distribution list.
Great. Okay, yep. Guys, great. Let's do that and send out some more information. Al already blessed me with some guidelines and things like that I'll be happy to get in your hands after the call as well. So super duper. Yep.
And by the way, a lot of this is part of the map. I mean, it's just what we do. This is just something that has just come up over the last month and a half, which based on the results that we're getting, we will make it part of the map. So you'll see some of this show up on map.manatech.com as just some other ideas, other tips for helping folks who really want to start creating momentum in their business this fall.
Great. Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Bo, for all you guys do. It's just to me, it's a great concept. I'm excited. I told people last night on my Hispanic Blitz call, I said, you know, I'm kicking off this week. So next Sunday night, I'm having a team phone bank at my house from 6 to 8, and I'm just going to continue to do that every week I'm in town that I can do that. I'm just going to continue that process and help build some momentum. And it doesn't, you know, some people said, does it have to be around opening Mexico? I said, doesn't have anything to do with Mexico. It can be, but you know, my goal is to just have a phone team that we're got our contact list and we're going after them. If they're Mexican, then they're Mexican. If they're U.S., they're U.S. It doesn't matter. But it's just the fact that we're getting structured and organized with getting us out of our comfort zones and doing the things that we know we ought to be doing, but a lot of people just aren't doing today. So, great.
Okay.
Thank you, Bo and Al, very much for being on the call and helping us.
Yep.
You're welcome.
They're great hearts. Thank you, guys. Okay, thanks, everybody, and I'll get you work with Al and get the scripts out. We'll try to get that information out to you today so that you can start doing your planning. But like I said, if you don't have a local team, talk it up with all the local contacts you have. You know other Manatechers cross-line from you, and see if you can't drive some interest and just start scheduling it. When you start scheduling it, you know, it's like build it and they will come. That's what I'm telling you. You're going to be the only action in town, so schedule those phone team parties, send out a mass email on it, and see how many people show up, and then run from there. It'll be fun. And don't forget the roll of toilet paper on the middle of the tabletop. Thanks, Al. Always got something fun there. All right, you guys. Love you all.
Love you guys. Thanks.